Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to break the show up here. We're going to have a two-part show. I don't do that too often, but I have reasons that I need to do that today. But you know how I feel about the party monopolies and the career politicians. They are a thorn in the flesh of American liberty. They promote king government and not a free constitutional republic. Now, I've brought to you in the past here recently, and I'm going to continue to do so, some third-party candidates, and I believe their voice deserves to be heard. And today we're going to have one that is not, he is a third party, but you're going to have to write his name in if you're going to vote for him. So in the first half of the show today, I have a gentleman who says he's a member of a party he founded in 1995, the American Party of America. Dennis Ball is a president, he's a resident of Marion, Illinois, and he's also written a book, The Ball Doctrine. He tells me he's a descendant of George Washington, and I too hold on to revolutionary blood running through my vein. Our heritage matters. Not necessarily that we are their descendants by blood, but by honor and the love of liberty. Today we're going to welcome, we're going to get right to it because he's going to have the first half of the show here to talk about what he's up to and talk about the American Party of America. We welcome Dennis Ball to CSC Talk Radio. How are you today, Dennis?
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate the intro. It's very nice and certainly it's very timely with respect to all the problems and conflicts raging in America today.
Well, you know, it seems to be more entertainment than it is anything else. And you know as well as I do that right now we're not fighting over policies. It's a governing issue. How are we going to be governed? We're losing that constitutional republic. And you know, the people have lost their way. They don't understand. I don't know if you know who Chris Ann Hall is, but she points at her head. She's a constitutional lawyer, and she points at her head. This is the problem right here. We have to get back to thinking constitutionally, and we have to get back to thinking about liberty and freedom, and we're not doing that. We're buying into the lies of the politicians.
Oh, for sure. And certainly, you know, this all really came about with me when Bill Clinton was president. Right after Ronald Reagan, for his behavior and misbehavior, and now his wife's misbehavior. And you can just see the way our country has declined since the Clintons were in office. And it is not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. And, of course, we trying to think if it was Thomas Jefferson or which founding father was that said, you know, that our Constitution was made for a religious and moral people, and we are neither one of those right now.
That's right, and the family unit is taking, the family unit is taking a lot of assault by government against their best interests, and it's having the impact around the world. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, that's why I wrote the Ball Doctrine, creating peace and prosperity in every nation. It comes on the heels of my first book, America 2000, Foundations for Generations, that talks about all the abuse in the system since President Kennedy. All of this needs to be vetted, needs to be discussed. The debates on Monday were, again, an example of this. On my Facebook page at Dennis Andrew Ball, the listeners can go there and see my response. And I also have a YouTube video there of me in the White House talking about income inequality and reindustrialization of the middle class. And I must tell you, policies do matter when it comes to factual events. And that's what we're dealing with right now. The American Party of America believes in the family, in the best interests of the family, and that doctrine must be affirmed in America if we're to survive, our kids, and to thrive in the future. So I am very excited about this. Natural law was the basis upon which the founders believed the nation should go. Natural law means that accountability, sustainability, is job one for government on the local, state, and federal level. What say you?
Well, and you know, we were designed to be governed locally. And somehow we have fallen away, and we have this as we the people, not all of us, but we seem to accept the fact that we are under the thumb of these, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And those deals that they're cutting are lining their pockets. They're not bettering America. They're not bringing jobs. They're not bringing prosperity. And we are losing, you know, that hope of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because, you know, I mean, it's a big deal to become president of the United States. You know, it used to be anybody could do this. Well, now it's we have to elect Hillary because she's a female. And oh, how wonderful that would be to have the first female president. But I don't believe that way. I believe that we should all have that opportunity, but I don't believe she deserves the presidency because she's a female and because she's a Clinton. I think that her lifelong trail is of crime and scandals. They call them scandals. I call them crimes. They're just not convicted. And she seems to get away with everything. It doesn't matter what she says, what she does, or who she says it to. She gets away with it. And it's a double standard. But the Republican Party and the Democrat Party have a monopoly over the American people. And we don't seem to have any choices but what they allow us to have. And that's one thing that I think that Trump has done is he's not really a party guy. He may have been a Democrat first, and now he's a Republican, but he's not really a party guy. And I think the only reason that he's doing well is because the American people are so upset with the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. And what they have not done and what they continue to not do, because here we are, we're on this little cliff again, and they're threatening to shut the government down. And I'm thinking, yeah, go ahead, shut it down. It's not doing any good running, so shut it down. So, yeah, we're, you know, these career politicians, like I said, I call them D.C. occupiers. They're the problem. Who we have in the White House makes a difference, but they're still going to have to fight those career politicians in Congress.
You're right, and we're in a position right now in this culture that we have to make a decision. What kind of country do we want to be? Mm. And as far as I am concerned, the family unit is the basic unit of society. How the family goes the country. And business, labor, and government in my world and the world of this party believe that everything should revolve around it, just like the sun and the moon and the planets. We are in a position to affirm the best interests of the family and tell business, labor, and government you have a duty under the Constitution to operate in the best interests of the family in America. Now, we can say that also to the countries of the world. We can go to the United Nations and say the same thing and begin a dialogue, a paradigm shift away from the me, my generation to the we, us, and our society. The founders intended to be, not only for America, in my opinion, but also for the world. And we can talk about peace rather than war, even though we must have a strong defense. We can start distancing ourselves from the conflicts that have continued to dog the world forever.
You know,
and we can introduce a new day for America and our society.
I want to talk about this a little bit more when we come in from this break. We're heading into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines if you would like, Mr. Ball. It's 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. I have long said strong families make a strong nation. And they have done through policies, they have weakened and broken the family. And there's a reason for that. 877-895-5410. This is Beth Ann. This is CSE Talk Radio. Dennis Ball and Beth Ann will be right back. how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Dennis Ball. He's from Marion, Illinois. And he's running for president. He's not on the ticket. His party is not on the ticket. You're going to have to write him in if you vote for him. And we're just talking about what really matters. You know, these debates are not really debates, Dennis. I think you know that. And I really don't care about some of the issues they want to bring up and the dirt they want to sling. I want to see them talk about how they're really going to make changes and how they're really going to protect and uphold the Constitution and liberty, and how they're going to make prosperity happen in America, allow it, you know, make it free to happen. But instead, we talk about other crazy things that really don't do a lot of good for America, and it becomes entertainment. And I said the true winners the other night, the true winner were the networks that were covering the show, the debate. It wasn't either one of them. I know the Clinton camp says she won, and the Trump camp says he won, and a lot of us think neither one really won. It was just a time on stage. They said the same old things, and some of them were slinging dirt, and some of them weren't, and some of them, I mean, I didn't learn anything new. You know, nothing was going to move me from what either one of them said. But I want to hear somebody talk about the Constitution. I want to hear somebody talk about we're going to fix We're going to help families. Now, I don't want them to dole out money to families, but we are encouraging brokenness in the family. And we reward that in the United States. We no longer have that honor. You know, I've said many times, Dennis, that, you know, our founding fathers, when they signed that Declaration of Independence, they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Many of them, the majority of them, gave up their lives. The majority of them gave up their fortunes. But not a one of them gave up that sacred honor. And look what we see in politics today. I don't see any honor. Are you there?
You're right. Yes, I am. I'm just listening to you. It's very good. Let me say this again. The violations of doctrine, of factual information, is so rampant in the culture. That's why I'm not a part of the mainstream.
Mm.
I don't want to be. I am a radical centrist. I am a radical. And I say that with honor because we have gone so far to the left of center where we should be, which is the family, and creating policies and procedures to support children, parents, and grandparents for the preservation and protection of society. They had redefined marriage, which is an abomination to God.
Mm.
These are unpardonable sins in my world. And the realities are that, like, for example, on these debates, they asked the question, Mr. Holt asked the question, how would you bring jobs back to America? And the byline would be, for the preservation and health to the families, so they have a job and they have money to support them like they are a business, okay?
Yes.
The situation was none of them even discussed the issue. If you want to sell your products in America, bring a factory.
Yes.
Make in America. That is very simple, but alien and foreign to their thinking.
That's well, it's because
President, I want to see.
It's because the D.C. occupiers. I'm going to go back to them because it is Congress. We can blame the president, and I'm not for him. I'm against what he does, what he stands for. But Congress has allowed it. We are set up to have these checks and balances, and it's no longer a checks and balance. They are taking care of themselves, and they're not taking care of the American people. That's evident in our lives. It's evident in the breakdown of the family. It's evident in the unrest within our people. I mean, we should be one. It doesn't matter what color you are, how short you are, how tall you are, how much money you make, what your occupation is. We are one. We are a body, an American family. And it's going to take every single one of us to make things work right. And right now, it is a broken. There's so many cogs broken in this wheel that it looks hopeless. But it's not hopeless. And we, the people, are the answer. Don't you think so, Dennis?
Oh, I totally do. And we're just getting started. I know you're limited on time, but believe me, I've got another program called The Fair Deal to help the families in terms of a consumption tax with a new tax structure, taking it out of the hands of the IRS, putting it in the hands of the Department of Revenue of every state, telling the federal government how much money they're going to get, which will have a retrograde effect. Of downsizing the federal government's way too big.
Oh, yes.
And then
and you know,
talk about Bolognomics.
Talking about it being too big, it's not just too big. It has a limited list of its responsibilities. They are shirking those responsibilities and doing everything that's not their job, like a national health care program. We don't need a national health care program. And they get involved, talking about king government in D.C., they get involved in everything else, and they're not doing what they should be, which is taking care of our currency, taking care and securing our borders. Those are the things that they're supposed to be doing, and those are the things that we're arguing about, and there should be no argument about it.
You're right, and let me tell you this. Change has come with me. It is here.
Mm.
We're talking about the national debt. We're talking the Federal Reserve. We're talking about President Kennedy. We're talking about this debt load that was created by the Federal Reserve. They're making money on it. That can be erased because of President Kennedy's executive order 11110. You should check that out, because that provided transfer of the currency out of the Federal Reserve to the Treasury in June of 1963, 5 months before he was killed.
Yes.
They printed $4 billion of $2 notes that said United States notes on it. The transfer had been done. This was actually a piggyback order on President Truman order. This debt does not belong to the American people. It belongs to the Federal Reserve and all their cronies. And the Congress has approved it because they have played along with it, but it does not belong to the people. Therefore,
go ahead.
The Federal Reserve owes the federal government $20 trillion plus interest since President Kennedy's death, because every president since President Kennedy has ignored that order. It has not been rescinded. It is still effective. It is still good. That needs to be affirmed by the next president of the United States, and I will.
Absolutely. We have a caller. We have Dennis from Missouri. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. To me, it seems like the law's backwards. 10, 20 years ago, it used to go like county law, then it went up to state law, then it went to federal. Now, it seems like it's running totally backwards.
It is. We're inside, outside, upside down.
County. And the state's in the county's business now. Is it my imagination, or does it seem like it's going backwards?
Yes, it's backwards for sure. Dennis, you want to address that?
Well, you're right. I think that the laws have been made for the plutocrats and the corporatists to use, abuse, and misuse us as the taxpayers for whatever it is that they want to achieve. I mean, you go into state government, local government, and you're a government worker. You either tote the line with the laws that they create out of the legislature, or you're gone.
That's why we ain't got no power, because it's got no say-so, because everything seems like it's going backwards, and the federal...
It is that. Thank you for your call, Larry. I appreciate that. I tell my listeners, Dennis, we're inside, outside, upside down. It was a Berenstain Bear book that I used to read to my kids when they were little. And that's the way we are here in America. We're inside, outside, upside down. We've lost our way as we the people, because we've bought into these lies of these career politicians. And, I will look that up, but I have long known that that was what, and believe that that's why President Kennedy was assassinated, is over the Federal Reserve. There's power in the money, and that's the power that's running the nation, and that's what we need to get rid of. I appreciate you. Hang on. I want to keep you on just a little bit longer, Dennis. Let's see if we can get some more callers in. 877-895-5410. I want you to have an opportunity to tell your platform. 877-895-5410. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Dennis Ball. He's running for president on the American Party of America. And we the people, will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have with me today Dennis Ball. He's running for president on the American Party of America. We've been talking about the strengths of America, what they should be, and how policies and government and social issues have just absolutely torn the family apart. And a strong family is a strong nation, and right now what we see is not strength. We see division. We see people out of work. We see people that are discouraged. And my purpose here is to try and encourage and bring people back. I close the show every day, Dennis, with Bring America Home, meaning back to what we should have been, what we were once. And I kind of coined the little phrase because it just kind of came to me one night, you know, how back in the day, when a family member had a tragedy or some kind of concern in their lives, whether it was self-inflicted or outside tragedy, the entire family would come together and lift them up and help them and encourage them and make decisions, help throw out ideas, how to make this work, how can we move on from here. And that's what I think the American people should be doing. We should be coming together. You know, we've got some problems here. How are we going to solve them? And we can't solve it by throwing money at it. It's not a money issue, is it?
No, it's not, and I appreciate you saying that, because it is a time for us to evaluate the solutions. And we know the problems are here. We know that. Now, what are the solutions to the problems? That's the issue. And I'm talking about this very strongly in terms of the federal debt load, resolving that, dealing with the tax structure, making it fair for the people, downsizing the size of government.
Absolutely.
And bringing new industry into America by banishing illiteracy, educating our young people in skilled labor. These issues not only belong in America, they belong around the world. You can go to Nigeria, Africa, Europe. You can go to South America. You can go to Asia. These are the same issues they're dealing with there, too. So the realities are we have a lot of things in common with a lot of different family people everywhere. And therefore, what we do here in America can be done there. It can make a much more peaceful world regarding the conflicts that cause wars and create discontent in governments and people. So I'm going to say this. The solutions are important. I go back again, like in this community of Southern Illinois, for example, you have corn and coal. Well, guess what? For the middle-class Americans, that's dead. It's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do to replace that in terms of creating an income stream that can support their children and themselves? And to me, not everybody goes to school, goes to college, but everybody can learn a skill and a trade and have a job to go to do that death. And that means skilled labor. That means educating our young people in skills that will attract industry to their community and create a much more positive life experience for everybody.
You know, teaching someone how to learn is very important, and I think we're not doing that. You know, it's you teach them the alphabet and how to sound out words, teach them phonics, and then they can learn to read. But just to throw out sight words, that's not going to do it. Now, I'm not trying to just focus on education. I was trying to make a point that we tell these young people that they need to spend thousands of dollars, go in debt to go to college, when they really don't need that necessarily.
Correct. And we are in a situation right now where our economy needs a real jolt. I believe also the economy is dependent upon industries that create consumer cash flow. That also is in the area of energy. I believe, and for myself, for years have been advocating getting off fossil fuel. I think it's a curse in many respects for its depletion of a family's income as well as the environment. We put a lunar rover on the moon in the 70s Apollo mission. There's no gas there. We put Pathfinder explorers on Mars, and there's no gas there. But they always seem to find a way to explore the heavens when we're dealing with issues that are very serious on Earth.
Well, that's true. That's very true. I want people to know more about the party. Does the American Party of America, does it have a website?
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
Let's get the website.
Yeah. Now, the website is aoa-anc.org. aoa-anc.org. And that would be a good spot to go. And then on my website is ball2016.com. And they can go there and learn a whole lot more about me. And then my Facebook pages, I have several of them. The state of Missouri, state of Illinois, state of Kentucky, all of those states, Vermont, whatever, I'll have a page, Dennis Andrew Ball, American Party of America, ANC, the American National Committee, just like the DNC and the RNC. We are the Americans, Beth.
Yes, we are.
We are the Americans, and we are, you have the red states, you have the blue states. Well, guess what? Now you have the white states. And what does that represent?
I don't know. You got to be careful saying that these days.
I understand that. That's why I prepped that. I preface it on the basis that it represents and symbolizes valor. There's a reason why the white is in the flag, by the way. Valor, integrity, accountability, sustainability, productivity, the virtues of America, the best of America, the death that has been put out there by the military. They have given us time to get this right, and we have to get it right now. This is a time of maturity for our people to understand they have real skin in the game here, and they've got to jump in and do something with leadership that understands how to solve these problems. And I do.
You know, when we talk about integrity, I see very little of that in D.C. these days and in the politicians. And we see that, unfortunately, very little in people's lives. It's that me generation. You and I, you're just a little bit older than I am, but you and I are kind of in that same generation. And it's time to quit being selfish. I have an old Greek proverb that my listeners are familiar with, and that is that society becomes great when old men plant trees whose shade they'll never enjoy. And that's what our founding fathers virtually did. And we've kind of been the spoiled kids that have let it fall away. And we can blame all the politicians we want, but we the people have been the ones that are supposed to be in charge. We have Harold from New Mexico has a question for you. Harold, how are you today?
Pretty good today.
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
I'd like to ask your guest if that $700 million or so dollars a day interest, if he knows where it goes.
Did you hear that question, Dennis?
I think he said $700 million of I'm going to assume it's interest paid to the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Right, where it goes. That's a good question. I've been asked that before. I'm going to assume, and without having researched it out, maybe he can explain it to us better, that this money is going in the pockets of the bankers. I mean, there's a conglomerate of bankers that are all part of the Federal Reserve System.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to assume that's correct. President Jackson, Andrew Jackson, had the same problem, incidentally, when he was dealing with the Bank of the United States. A guy named Biddle was the chairman of the board. And they tried to kill him.
Oh, yes.
The bank is trying to kill me, he said.
Old hickory stick. We're going into a break. I apologize, Dennis. I wish I could keep you on. I have something I need to address, and I'm going to do that in my last segment. We'll have you back on because I want to learn more about the party, and I want to give you some more time. Harold, thank you for your call. I appreciate it so very much. We're heading into a break. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. Please check out AOA-ANC.org. That's the American Party of America. Or go to ball2016.com. We have choices. And we the people will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits.
Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have kind of put this segment away, saved it for myself, because I want to address something that happened. Somebody took me to task, and when I'm taken to task, I think I need to reply back. Well, yesterday I reported on my opinion on the first presidential debate. Now, I have wonderful affiliates, and I have one who's kind of my favorite, and he will take me to task, and yet he'll call me on the phone and pray with me when my mother passes away. He's a rare and dear friend. I've not met him, but I consider him a very dear friend, as well as a brother in Jesus Christ. We don't always agree, but we learn from each other. At least I grow, and I hope he does too. The doctor will call me out when he feels the need, and yesterday, late last evening, he felt that need, and he did just that. Now, in my defense, weak as it might be, I said opinion from the get-go, that's what I am. I'm not a journalist. I'm an opinion right here. And I believe I said I felt neither one of the candidates had a winning moment or a losing moment. And I didn't like Hillary, so I'm obviously not going to cut her any slack. I think those weren't the words I used yesterday, but I think that's what I said. I also do not believe Trump is the man with all the answers, nor has he led a righteous life. I lean toward him for only a few reasons. His faith and his personality are not included in these. He's a businessman. He's preaching America. He's putting pride and hope back into the hearts of the people. The angry people, angry, disappointed people of all colors and all races and occupations and all lives. Now, he's not been charted that way by many, but that's how I see it. And like I said, it's my opinion. While we have a lot of unrest in this country right now, I don't believe he's the reason. While I do not believe he's a man who walks with God, I do believe he holds family dear. He's not a true Republican, and wasn't a true Democrat. Hillary, on the other hand, is a true socialist. She has proven over and over by her service that she is untrustworthy. We know, we're still living the policies that she and many in her party promote, including our current administration, a failure in economy. So, my affiliate takes me to task, and this is what he said to me, and I do appreciate him so much. I'm not saying this to put him down, but to just share with him, rather than to keep texting back and forth, I thought it would be more appropriate that I do this on air. So he says, Beth, as much as I dislike the Clintons, and at this moment you have stated you were not picking a side on your debate reporting, yet in less than 2 minutes, he's talking about yesterday's show, on the air you picked a side. I cannot vote for, nor will I vote for either one of them. But from a debate standpoint, I, as much as I hate saying it, Hillary drugged Trump, and I do believe she treated him like a red-headed stepchild. And I say Clinton won hands down. Now, that's his opinion, and there were many that believe that she did that. I don't believe that these debates that they have are true debates, but that's another issue altogether. Going on with what his statement to me, but on the same strength, he says, Obama lost to Mitt Romney on their first debate and came back and won the presidential seat. So let's talk about the debt the country is in. And why should a Congress and Senate agree Why should a Congress and Senate agree to each increase? Never blame the president for the action the other two houses have control over. Now, this is where I'm going to take him to task, because I am constantly blaming Congress. I believe I don't like President Obama's policies, but I believe Congress is the one to really blame. And I do blame them. I call them D.C. occupiers constantly. So in that, I will defend myself, because I blame Congress. I get on the air and blame them constantly. And then he takes me to task, and this one he really does slap me down. So I'm gonna go with this one. So Rosie O'Donnell is all those things, but what about Alicia Machado? Now, she was on all of the bad things that Trump spoke of. See, you have to call a fact a fact. Okay, I didn't know the facts about the Miss Universe, but now that I looked it up this morning, and I have gone back to my little memory, because I am getting old, I do remember some of those things. I don't remember what Trump said, but I do remember that there was a large controversy over she won the Miss Universe pageant, and then she did gain weight. And there was a lot being said over that. And they do have to meet certain things. Now, I'm sure he was unkind, and that is not acceptable. And I deserve what my affiliate is telling me here. So he goes on, he says, Trump had every opportunity to bring up Hillary's record and everything she had done while in government office, and did not. See, I too watch what people do. And 14 seconds before the cameras went live, Bill went over to Ivanka, hugged her, and shook her hand. Many are angry about Trump. This is coming from me now. I'm inserting this. Many are angry with Trump for not being more aggressive. But I think he had to be very, very careful. And I think he was under pressure to keep that in check. And next time, maybe not so much. He goes on to say, my point, these two families are friends before, and they will be friends after. I told my staff, before you report, take off your person hat and put the journalist hat on. Then and then only will you be able to report the truth. And that's what he wrote to me, and I agree with him, but I'm not a journalist, and I do have an opinion. But I should get the facts straight. And that does worry me, too, about these two having been friends. And I have thought about that often. But Trump will be huge change in the Republican Party. Not sure if he'll be the right change. But I shake it up. But he'll shake it up in any way. And I only wish the Democrats had such a turn for them to turn around as well. Differences will always exist. But again, why can't we all at least agree on Constitution, liberty, and freedom? It's a change in governance, not mere policy differences. Perhaps American liberty will soon be forever dead, but not because I didn't try to be that squeaky wheel for all of us. Even if I don't always get it right, my love for the God, the true source of liberty, my love for family and for country are the passions that drive me to do what I do every day. And I thank you, my dear brother and my friend, for I know in many ways our hearts are facing the same direction. And the failures in jobs and failures in the unity of our country and the failure in the Constitution. I believe in getting along, and I believe that we have some divisions in this country that should not be here. And I believe it's time that we can take each other to task, and I appreciate him doing that. I truly do. We need to do that in order to figure it all out if we're ever, ever going to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get That program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.